This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the world of News Talk Radio. This is our weekly get-together, sort of a gab fest, if you will. Information, thoughts, opinions, what you need to know about the top 10 stories, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and articles galore. Some of your favorite talk radio hosts, news about what they're doing. And then, of course, the list of the top stories and the top people during the course of the week. I'm going to run through them, and then we can start where the majority of us would like to start. And there's three here, so two votes wins, Rich. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden will go through. All right, number 10, the usual sports talk radio stuff that gets a lot of attention because the NFL is now in preseason, I suppose. And the baseball season coming to an end. Looks like the Red Sox are once again going to be the champions. Let's hear it for the good guys.
Interesting
discussion this week, though, Richie, about all of the games that are going to be played next year off American soil.
Yeah, they have the Red Sox and the Yankees going to be playing in London for two games. Kind of stupid.
Yeah, Mexico and Tokyo also going to be a set of preseason games.
And then likewise, apparently the Europeans are going to be bringing soccer over to here. Mm-hmm. So everybody's trying to
soccer,
get everybody
else. Soccer, I didn't even like her.
Yeah, I know. to like their sports. They're trying to make billion-dollar franchises into multi-billion-dollar franchises. Yeah.
But American football sells out over in, when they play at Wembley Stadium in London.
Yeah.
They love it. They absolutely love it. It's just so, it's so novel to them.
Well,
so,
think about it this way. With all of the concussion talk and all of the problems we've had over the past decade with personalities, creating bad stories and bad publicity, they need to grow outside of our borders to be able to keep this going.
100%. Yep.
All right. Now, I don't necessarily. Let me go through the list, and then we'll comment. We'll go back to it. So I stopped there, and I probably shouldn't have, but I was thinking about all of the info with regard to baseball starting early next year and where and that sort of thing. Kind of fun. Number 9, a focus on air quality as a result of the Western wildfires. Number 8, Microsoft and Russia at each other in the hacking department with allegations back and forth. Duncan Hunter from California indicted for misusing campaign funds. And, of course, well, I shouldn't say of course because you don't know this. You may not even know who Duncan Hunter is. I actually have quite liked him over the years. He threw his wife right under the bus. She's in charge. It's her fault. Okay, that's what I like. He's a good stand-up guy. All right, that's number 7. Number 8, number 6, you're going to have to, Richie, we'll defer to Victoria on how to pronounce. I say Asia.
It looks like Asia, but it's Asia. Yeah.
Well, that's because
she's Italian.
She wants to change it. Anyway, Asia Argento.
No, she's not affected. She's Italian. It's an Italian name.
Well, Italians could be affected, you know.
That's true.
Italians are affected. Right. Asia Argento, who was the one who accused in the first round of stuff against, what's his face?
Weinstein,
I was going to say Wiseman. He hasn't turned the tables, but apparently she sexually assaulted somebody, at least that.
How sure are you that he hasn't turned the tables? How sure are you that he's not paying dig up dirt on his accusers?
Well, it could be. It wouldn't be beyond reality with him.
It's old school tactics.
Yeah, right. Number 5, the Pope. And the sexual abuse stuff, my God, is this the ever... And I do want to talk about that. Number 4, Trump, South Africa investigation. I must admit to you, I haven't the slightest idea what that's about. Anybody here know anything about that?
Zero clue.
Nothing.
I don't know. Yeah. All I know is Melania is going to Africa, but that's the only connection with Trump in Africa that I know of.
I pride myself, and this isn't a shot at talkers. I pride myself with knowing pretty much what's going on here, there, and everywhere, because we talk about it during the course of the week on the DJV show, and I'm in that sort of normally, naturally curious guy anyway. But, man, I don't know from nothing about that. We'll figure it out.
Here are the three headlines I've got. Here's the story behind the tweet, the Trump tweet on South Africa and why it sparked outrage. Trump tweet on South African land overhaul draws government ire, Wall Street Journal. And Trump goes full white supremacy with South Africa tweet. Does he want a race war? Guess where that comes from? Salon.
What was the tweet? What's the actual tweet itself that he's...
I did see something about him in Africa, and a lot of people are cringing about that.
I have asked Secretary of State, Secretary Pompeo, to closely study the South Africa land and farm seizure and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. At Tucker Carlson at Fox News.
Well, remember, now I understand a little bit more about it. Remember the Afrikaners and what happened before Mandela came back and there was a revolution that changed a lot of land ownership. The white minority had been ruling for a long time. And because Trump is not actually focused that much, now what's gone on is in the last year or so, some of the African nations, South Africa, more specifically, has turned the tides, and a lot of land has been usurped by the government and given to black people that formerly belonged to white Afrikaners.
You ready for the response from South African government?
Help yourself, Richie.
South Africa totally rejects this narrow perception which only seeks to divide our nation and reminds us of our colonial past. Hashtag real Donald Trump. Hashtag presidency ZA.
Yeah. But, you know, it's, and I'm looking into this too, it's apparently this dates back to the 1913 Native Lands Act, which was a law that banned Africans, who were the majority of the population, from acquiring agricultural land beyond a few reserves. That was basically
This was part of the British Empire, and they made sure that the whites that were there, and not only in South Africa, but more obvious because there are more blacks there, but any place, the Aborigines got gutted literally and figuratively when the British took over Australia. It's not a pretty picture of history when it comes to the Brits and the land that they conquered around the globe.
So basically,
what would South Africa look like without the British being there to industrialize it?
Build it up. I think it's a two-way street, Richie.
There's got to be some fair, you know. Yeah. But I mean, you know, South Africa would look like Namibia.
Yeah, it would look like Rhodesia or Zaire or, you know, those places. Yeah.
Well, apparently this is an issue right now because they have an election on the horizon, and so they said the ANC, which I'm guessing is the national party, is pushing for a new plan to accelerate this redistribution of the land, and they're pushing for the ability to expropriate some land seized by white South Africans during apartheid. So they're, that's, but I don't understand, A, why is Trump even tweeting about this? And B, what the heck has Jeff Sessions got to do with this? And what's he going to do, looking into it? What does that even mean?
Pompeo.
But, like, what is that even?
Secretary
how
State,
is this any of our, I know, but how is this any of our business?
It's not really.
It's not at all. It's not at all.
We've got bigger fish to fry.
Speaking of Sessions, the Trumpster and Sessions have been back and forth at each other. How do you have this kind of relationship with your boss? Trump's taking shots at Sessions. Does he not dare fire him before the midterm election? And if that's the case,
Sessions
why?
Has a little bit of a cocoon of support in the Senate that's kind of protected him in Lindsey Graham and Grassley, I think. And that seems to be eroding.
Right,
and now that all of the heat is coming down.
Graham said this week that he told a bunch of reporters that Trump will fire Graham right after the election. I mean, fire Sessions.
That's
I'm surprised Sessions didn't just resign. It's obviously it's not working out, and he's being just ridiculed constantly. Yeah. whether it's, you know, Trump, every, you know, I don't know how.
I see a book coming out of this.
I think he's a man on a mission. He figures as long as he can get his mission accomplished, he's there.
Right. Mission accomplished. Dun, 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 dun. 15 after the hour.
I agree.
Let's take a rest for a moment, literally and figuratively, as we think about the best sheets you've ever slept on, the best mattress you've ever slept on, the best pillows you've ever slept on.
Ding.
Are they all from MyPillow? If they are not, then you're probably missing out, because they have put together a fabulous array of things. Obviously, the company is built on their pillows, i.e., it's called MyPillow. Mike Lindell, who put the idea together many years, let's see, it was about 15 years ago, he was not getting a good night's rest. He was an engineer working for some company, and he just put together his own pillow. And then he talked to his friends and neighbors about it. He said, you wouldn't believe what I did. I made my own pillow. And they said, well, make one for me. And then it's grown from there to his garage, to his basement, to a little self-contained little warehouse. And now it's a huge factory, one of the biggest employers in the Minneapolis area, 1,500 people around the clock making pillows. And then they've added sheets. They've added a lot of different things, mattresses, pet beds. You name it, they've got it. When it comes to sleep, they're the ones with all the accessories and all of the root things that you can use to make your night a fabulous one. So take advantage of the fact that if you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com, you can start with a four-pack of pillows at 50% off. Get pretty much the same bargains with everything, but you've got to have that code DJV to get in on the bargains. Whether you're buying a pet bed, sheets, mattresses, whatever it is, the pillow is the thing to start. If you're sending a student off to college, get them some MyPillows to take to the dormitory. All at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillows and bed supplies. Use promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 MyPillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 Go Anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your MyPillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
There's never been a better time to try the Sprint Network, because Sprint now has the Unlimited Plus plan. It includes the TV and movies you love with Hulu, music streaming with Tidal Premium, 15 gigabytes of LTE mobile hotspots so you can keep all your devices connected, streaming in full HD, and global roaming in over 190 destinations. And right now, you can get 4 lines of Unlimited Plus at Sprint for just $100 per month when you bring your phones or buy new ones outright. That's right, 4 lines for $100 per month. Make the switch to Sprint today and get the new Sprint Unlimited Plus plan. It's full of the features you love for a price you'll love. All on a network built for unlimited. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today to learn how you can get 4 lines of Unlimited Plus for just $100 per month.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan per Sprint account. HD content varies by device and connection. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
So let's see the other items we've gotten through. Most of them just quick references. We'll go back to some of these things in the top 10, the story department, go through the people. Molly Tibbetts is a sad case. I don't know what there is to say about this at this point. Killed by this. The thing I'm not still quite sure about, Victoria, is whether he's legal or illegal. Seems he's legal.
He's illegal.
Oh, well,
no.
Thinks he's
there's
legal.
No doubt.
All right. No, there is doubt.
No, there is doubt. There's
we'll talk about
violence.
That.
Yeah.
21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Go Richie, go Victoria, go Doug. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Rich McFadden. Lots of people on vacation, but not us, not me. I'm here, ready, willing, and able to go, go, go. All right, so let's go back to the Molly Tibbetts thing because we seem to have some disagreement on reality.
Yes, tell me.
Molly Tibbetts is number three. She was murdered by this immigrant, and now he looks to be legal. At first it was thought that he was illegal, but the farm seems to have a problem. I don't know. Victoria, you followed this as closely as anybody this week. You want to put the pieces together?
Well, initially what happened was he was reported to be an illegal alien working on a dairy farm.
The only the illegal alien I know of that I want to send back is Justin Bieber.
Send him back to Canada. And so this Christian Rivera, that's his name, so he worked on this dairy farm for, I think, about 4 years. Initially, the farm, which has ties to, I forget the name now, Craig Lane.
Leadership
is his
in
name.
Iowa, yeah.
Right.
Iowa politics and farm politics, yeah.
And right, and in agricultural politics and stuff like that. So they initially said that they used the E-Verify system to verify that he was had his working papers and that he was allowed to be in this country. Well, it turns out that they didn't use the E-Verify system. They admitted that. Tuesday night, they said they used it. Wednesday morning, they said, oh, well, actually, we didn't. And so, but that kind of becomes
not sure they said
point.
It quite that way. I think they were cowering when they said it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they got busted, basically. People looked them up, and they had no affiliation with the E-Verify system. And so everyone kind of realized, well, you obviously lied about it. But it becomes kind of a moot point because Christian Rivera's lawyer has actually said that he is here legally. And so, and they now want this whole illegal immigrant debate to stop because they're worried about him finding a jury that isn't going to be tainted.
So what if he's, I mean, illegal, in terms of of illegality.
So murders, murder.
Illegally,
yeah.
Oftentimes they send them back, they deport them. In this case, this guy needs to be put away.
Right, but it did obviously spark a national conversation about immigration. And so Molly Tibbetts' family has said they don't want this to be about immigration. This is about their daughter's murder, which makes sense. And they don't want the issue to get kind of lost. The actual crime, they don't want that to be lost in the.
So do we have proof that he's legal, or is it just his lawyer is saying he's legal?
No, his lawyer filed paperwork, and I guess has proved from the last thing I saw that his ID is real and that he is here legally. So he asked the judge for a gag order on I think it was Wednesday afternoon was the latest thing that I've seen about it. So it's. Whatever. Either way, it's still a murder is a murder, you know.
And No.
It's still just such a bizarre case.
Either way, we need to know whether the guy was here legally or illegally. And if he was here legally, did he have a record? Should something have been caught?
He had no record.
And if he's
here
at all. And if he's here illegally, and if he's here legally, is there anything that we should have known about him? And if he's here illegally, how did he get in?
Right. And so, but he has no record, and everyone who was interviewed on the farm, he continued to work on the farm 35 days after he murdered her. So they said that everyone on the farm, including the farm owners, said that they never saw anything other than him being his usual, diligent, hardworking self.
So he's a good guy.
They had no issue with him. The other farm workers had no issues with him. There really seems to have not been any red flags that we know of. Usually by now, we know about the red flags, and nothing has come out.
I'm not sure that you do. I think some people are good at hiding who they really
are. Right, yeah, what are we trying to say? Is that the murderer is a good guy?
No.
I'm just saying there were no red flags. That's what the colleagues have said. That's what the owners of the farm said, that they never saw any change in his behavior.
What, Richie, go ahead.
Reserving judgment here.
I'm saying
the right to go a couple more days and see how this plays out.
If he is illegal, the farm needs to be held accountable as well as him. They are responsible in part for this. 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Myles. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produce an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
There's never been a better time to try the Sprint Network, because Sprint now has the Unlimited Plus plan. It includes the TV and movies you love with Hulu, music streaming with Tidal Premium, 15 gigabytes of LTE mobile hotspots so you can keep all your devices connected, streaming in full HD, and global roaming in over 190 destinations. And right now, you can get 4 lines of Unlimited Plus at Sprint for just $100 per month when you bring your phones or buy new ones outright. That's right, 4 lines for $100 per month. Make the switch to Sprint today and get the new Sprint Unlimited Plus plan. It's full of the features you love for a price you'll love. All on a network built for unlimited. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today to learn how you can get 4 lines of Unlimited Plus for just $100 per month.
Priced with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu Limited commercials plan for Sprint account. HD content varies by device and connection. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and $30.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says Paul Manafort is not really a criminal. However, Giuliani is urging President Trump to wait until the Russia investigation is over before considering a pardon for Manafort. Giuliani telling the New York Daily News, Manafort is hardly a menace to society. The president's former campaign chairman was found guilty this week of 8 felony counts of tax and bank fraud. Hurricane Lane is whipping the coast of Hawaii. It now may miss the Big Island, but the other islands could be getting the worst of it.
Hurricane Lane is still a dangerous and powerful storm, and so we are asking all of our residents statewide to pay attention, listen to the updates and the forecast.
That's Hawaii's governor, and this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After the hour, the charts for the week of August 20th to the 24th on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, to go through and comment on the charts, the work of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the folks there listen to a lot of talk radio programs on stations that are well known around the country, big hosts, big ideas, that sort of thing, and they come up with the news talk overview. Okay, so the whole business, Richie gets upset with me because I squeeze a lot of other stuff in, and by the time we're done, we never have time to talk about the top of the heap, because I think it's been, it just gets so distorted. I think, Victoria, this week we were talking on the DJV program about the news media. I made a comment that with the, and people listening to talk radio kind of get this, although a lot of younger people don't, remembering the controversy that came up on the Rush Limbaugh program about Sandra Fluke and what he said about her and how that created this huge, huge boycott of news talk radio, issue-oriented political talk radio, however you want to refer to it, in terms of advertising. So I drew a comparison, Richie, see what you think of this,
right,
between Limbaugh and the advocacy groups that went after him, and today's reality of the news media being so slanted, so biased, there's hardly an objective, and I think more of it, there's not objectivity on either side, but the fact that news has become an either-sided thing.
Right.
So it's not really the news at all. So when you get to the people on the left who run most of the national news organizations, and they're biased toward not just Trump, but people who are right-of-center thinkers, why is there a boycott of them? Why is it that the boycott is focused only on the right and not on the left? And I'm a middle-of-the-roader, so this is an observation from a broadcaster who's been on the air for decades, observing this thing getting worse and worse and worse, to the point now where I see the ultimate unbelievable hypocrisy in this. And I don't know where the right-wingers are. They should be out there banging the drum. If the people on the left are better organized and they get a shutdown of Trump and Hannity and ultimately all of us who do talk radio.
Hey, look what they've done to Fox News in the past, I don't know, five to 7 years. You got
right. So why is there not somebody doing the same thing for MSNBC? What's the problem here? Why is it that the left is more organized at shutting down opposition than the right is?
They are better at playing the victim, and it's a victim mentality, and you're picking on this group, that group, or the other group, and you're a racist or a bigot if you say anything about us or the stories that we report on. And it's brilliant. It works for them. Whereas they can say Bill O'Reilly is a sexist, Roger Ailes is a sexist.
Well, they are.
But they are able to go in there and make changes at Fox News. It's the way that the PR machine works, and they're better at it. And you're right. The CNN is absolutely off the hook. They are out of control.
Off the reservation.
This week, they are nonstop on this Cohen and Manafort thing. And I never, ever, and that's fine. Okay, report on it because it's news, right? But nobody ever says, I was listening to the local news station with, what's-his-face from Meet the Press on this morning, and nobody talks about how any of this, what they found this week, is connected to the Russia collusion investigation. Nobody. All they're talking about is Cohen and Manafort, who were tax dodges and tax cheats.
It's all scripted, Richie.
How does this have anything to do with Russia and the original investigation?
Right, but we all kind of knew. Well, this actually
because there's
this
nothing
was
to
over.
The investigation, so they got to come up with something else.
Well, but this was, but to be fair, and let's be factual though, this was handed over.
Okay.
Well, this is a fact, Rich. This
go ahead.
When Mueller doing the investigation, when he came across all this stuff, there is no Russian stuff that's connected, which is why it was handed over to other handed over to local authorities in New York. It was handed over. That's why there is no connection between Cohen and Manafort. And Russia, that's why we're not hearing about it, because there isn't any.
Right.
But they still are guilty of all these other crimes.
This is where we are. From Al Capone to Bill Clinton to Donald Trump, it's always, we can't prove what we accuse you of, but we're going to find something on you.
But
Trump is a genius this week for saying, you know what?
So you're saying that they found stuff that they shouldn't have moved forward with it? Is that what you're saying? That they found these guys are guilty of these crimes and they should have just ignored it because it wasn't connected to Russia?
No, I'm saying...
That's kind of what it sounds like you're saying.
This is the way our government has become, is we know we will not be able to prove what we think you're doing, but you know what? We'll find something, ding, and we did. And sure,
well, where there's
the guys
smoke, there's
attacked
fire.
You.
These are two really sleazy guys who were up to their eyeballs in illegal activity.
You're talking
about. Of
course,
you're going to.
But why is Mueller
Cohen
still out there then? What is he looking for?
Yeah, what's Mueller's job?
What's
Mueller's job? It
all right,
wasn't
I can't find
crime.
Anything. All right, this guy's a tax cheat.
No, but Rich was
and
sort of
that
saying,
guy
he,
got an
I don't
illegal
understand
loan.
How you don't get
what
this,
What is he
Rich?
Still doing?
He is not connected to Manafort and Cohen anymore. He handed this off. He passed it on because
no, but they're
it was
trying
not
to get
part
them to
of
flip
his.
Now. That's the whole thing. It's a domino effect. Okay, so we're going to find that you cheated about your wife. And what is this payments to women? Trump is a sleazebag. We all know that. He paid off some women so that they wouldn't come out. And,
well, the only thing that is anyone
what does that
really
have to do with anything?
Because if he used because he violated campaign law, first of all, which he's going to probably get slapped
right.
with a fine, and they're looking to see if he used campaign funding for it. He went on Fox and Friends yesterday and said it was his own money. It wasn't campaign money.
He's got
so
plenty of money of his own.
That's what they're looking for right now. There isn't anything else they're going to get yes. from that. So,
right.
I don't know. It's,
let me just now you two had a good conversation. I'm going to go one step further and get off of the Manafort Cohen.
Hold on, just go ahead. But this just goes to show you are right. The news is focused on this, and there's no there.
Yeah, and so. To sort of
well,
one up on
Cohen's
that.
Going to jail for 65 years. There's obviously something there. No one goes to jail for
totally
65
unrelated
years.
To what they initially wanted to investigate.
Right, but it's still right. This is still the president's personal attorney, though, and so obviously that's not. If
but
that was Obama's personal attorney, it would be news too.
Well, you know, so I get really tired of the Bahama, of the Obama stuff.
I'm just saying,
back
any
and forth.
If you want to go back and forth with the left and
yeah,
the right,
that
who
is
gets the coverage,
that stuff.
You know,
the people on the right think they always have to go back to Obama and Obama this and Obama that.
No,
Obama's not the president anymore.
I bring up Bill Clinton as Bill Clinton went through the same garbage that
right.
Trump is going through.
Yeah,
right.
Right. And it gets you nowhere. All it does is basically demonstrate the seedy side of
this
American
is the way
politics
works now.
And then
but this isn't
you wonder
unique
who's
to
running
to the
country.
U.S. This
well,
happens
it isn't,
in every
but
in every
on.
Country. It's the same
Aren't
thing.
We supposed
a scandal
to be
is a scandal.
Better, yeah, but it's all about the salaciousness of it and
right,
running
that's why it's
the government. Meanwhile,
JFK
we all suffer
was out
because
sleeping with everybody and their brother and paying everybody off.
But
and
no one knew back then. The media coverage.
Well, there wasn't
had
social media and there wasn't 24/7
yeah.
media.
Right.
And
right.
all of the media knew. Everybody knew. They just didn't report it.
Well, there were
right.
a lot of people knew
now.
That FDR was faking it in the wheelchair
right.
for
yeah.
part of the
right.
time he was in the White House. And what a he was a womanizer and big smoker and drinker, and that never got any attention at all. None. Zero.
So the difference is
the
24/7 media and social media.
We live in the world of reality TV, and our the news is reality TV.
We do.
Everything is. So
it, well, you don't even know
different.
What the news is anymore. That's the thing.
Yeah, what is news?
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly.
It's all opinion and conversation.
It's facts now. It's not facts anymore. It's all that crap. Meanwhile, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on Mueller and his ego to try to justify his reality and his existence in the party circuit. And
that's
so, what do we have? We have nothing to show for it.
What does this show for the IRS, okay? That we have to create this case around Russian collusion to find a couple of tax cheats that the IRS apparently was too incompetent to find on their own.
The IRS is a mess. It has been.
Of course
it's always. It's like the post office.
Flat tax, baby. Boom.
Yep. That's
Get rid
it.
Of it all.
I'm Richie on that. All right.
Write your check for 17%. It's over.
See you later. All right. It's 43 past the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. We'll get to Manafort and Cohen, or maybe we won't. We'll see whether we.
Didn't we just do that?
I actually want to talk about the Pope and the church sex scandal, because I think that needs to get some much more light than it has had, frankly. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here on the review. First, I want to talk to you about your teeth and your smile. If you wore braces, I think we established during the week, Victoria, you wore braces. Richie, you wear
forever.
Braces when you were a kid?
I did. Yep.
Did you?
Long
yeah.
time.
Must be the only one here who didn't.
5 years, those things attached to my... Oh, my God.
So what happens as you get older, after you've had those braces on, it affects your teeth, the color of your teeth, because you can't brush them. So there are stains and things that that stay there, even if you're trying to do all kinds of things to whiten up your teeth again. And so the perfect way for you, I want your attention focused, if you will, for a moment, on the perfect way to cleanse off some of those old stains that are on your teeth that not even your dentist can get off. And the way to do that is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes, no messy strips, none of that stuff you leave in your mouth for 30, 35 minutes and leaves a horrible aftertaste. Your gums are all messed up. Nope. This is Power Swabs. The swab is really what describes these little tube. You snap it open, and on the end of it is a Q-tip that has all this very interesting natural tooth detergent and whitening agent that will start cleaning up your teeth in 5 minutes. Clean up your teeth. Just snap, swab, and smile. Coffee, tea, smoking, wine, all that stuff, and the braces, all will have their, they'll have met their match with Power Swabs. Remove the stains on your teeth, your caps, your veneers. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it right here. Mention Doug Steffen or DJV. 50% off. 800-208-1797. I said, yes, you heard me right. I said you get 50% off the retail price, and you will. Plus, you'll get the best-looking teeth you've ever had. Shine them up. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs. Tell them you heard about it here, and you get 50% off. 800-208-1797.
The Geek Out. A clever company has introduced the world's most technically advanced water gun. Yeah, it looks like something out of a video game, refills in seconds, and shoots not a stream of water, but what they term water bullets that are accurate up to 25 feet away. Now, this water gun has a battery-powered pump that pressurizes the weapon, and with a pull of the trigger, it shoots out a burst of water. Now, you refill it by dunking it underwater, and 15 seconds later, you're fully reloaded. It also has, get this, a digital counter that tells you how many water bullets you've got left. No surprises, the Spyra 1 has exceeded its Kickstarter funding goal, but is not due to ship until a year from now. We've got a link to the $130 Spyra water gun on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
All right. So Pope Francis has issued a letter to all Catholics condemning sexual abuse by priests and calling for those who perpetrate or cover up the crimes to be held accountable. A lot of allegations floating around this month in the Pittsburgh diocese. Connections to priests and the Monsignors and the Archbishop and the whole diocese is rotten to the core as far as I can see. And these things continue. This is as bad as Boston. Been covered up forever and ever. Finally, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office is getting involved in the act. Clergy abuse, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boys abused by just this one priest. But how deep, again, does it go? We're asking the same questions that were asked after the Spotlight.
You think it's still happening, though? I mean, this is all decades-old stuff.
I think some of the stuff is still going on. No, I think it's some of it's still going on. And the Catholic Church, really, the Pope, I like, but apparently there's so much bureaucracy, he can't even cut through the mustard. Get rid of these people. Why are they still there? Why is there any question? Why are you hiding? That's the question for those of you who are Catholics.
Doug Steffen, do you think there should still be a Catholic Church?
Not like this, I don't. No, not at all.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich, for asking that penetrating question. 10 before the hour.
What if it gets it?
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
What do we have here? The theme from Bewitched? Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. I'm not sure we go that far. Chuck Curry is here with movie moments and movie news. Something's connected to the old TV show Bewitched, so we'll all open our ears and listen as Chuck beguiles us with news about Bewitched. So, Chuck, what's the scoop?
ABC announced, Doug, they're going to reboot this sitcom from the producers of Blackish. The original aired from 1964 to 1972. It starred Elizabeth Montgomery and Dick York. Very popular back in its day. So,
what about a movie?
What is old and new again?
What about a Bewitched movie?
They actually did a Bewitched movie about 10 years ago with Will Ferrell and Nicole Kidman, which was okay.
I remember that one. All right, another Kevin Spacey sexual assault case under review in L.A. The spokesperson for the D.A. says that they're looking back to 1992 and some victim, actor Anthony Rapp, apparently is...
He's the one who started it all, yeah.
Yeah, and what do we know about him?
He was in that movie, he was on Broadway in Rent. He, I think, was nominated for a Tony Award for it. He's been kind of a character actor. Mm-hmm. You would maybe recognize him if you saw his face.
I believe he's on the new Star Trek Discovery TV show.
Is he?
Okay.
I think the reason that brought Kevin Spacey down is because he's very credible in the industry, and that really hurt him.
So the Kevin Spacey movie that opened on a few theaters last weekend, and the headline from the obstructionist news media was that it was a flop, $130. It was only on a few screens. So do they go wide, or does this just get canned, shelved?
Like I told you, that movie was released on streaming and demand. They for whatever reason they decided to release it on I think it was like 30 screens.
Yeah,
nobody went
point.
To see it. So it was a tax write-off from the get-go. No surprise there. It made headlines because its per-screen average was completely terrible. I mean, literally, you know, nobody went to see it on those 30 screens.
Right.
But nobody, production company or whoever released it, expected nothing anyway.
So why would the theaters even run that? Because they were forced to?
Yeah, it's probably something in the contract that they asked them to book it. Usually, this is the way it works sometimes, because I'm involved in the local theater. Sometimes the studio, once in a while, a smaller independent will say, we'll give you this, which is a bigger, more high-profile indie film, if you book this. The game is played that way also.
But then the theaters must run it. Are the theaters independent?
Correct.
They're corporately owned, not independently owned.
Most of them are. Some of them are independent, but most of them are.
Sometimes they're told you won't get a movie A unless you run movie B. That does happen.
Trade deal. Yeah. All right, so I see that there is a sequel already in development for Crazy Rich Asians. Is it going to be called Crazier Richer Asians? What's the next story? Asianer.
I don't know the subtitle to the film, but it made those. I didn't see it, so I can't speak of it. But it did $35 million in its first 5 days, so no surprise that a sequel would go into production.
So Constance Wu apparently is a big Chinese actress. Is that true? What do you know about her?
I do not know much about her.
Oh, come on, you're prejudiced.
Racist.
Yeah, you are, Richard. That's really awful.
Let me ask you a question. Let's talk about this story. Entertainment. I don't know if you talked about this, but Entertainment Weekly reported that it was Jim Parsons' idea to end the Big Bang Theory.
That appears
on,
to be true.
CBS. He reportedly was offered $1 million an episode for, I think, 23 episodes for two seasons, which would be close to $50 million. How do you think the other cast members who wanted to continue felt about that decision?
That he's a selfish bastard. He doesn't want to do it anymore because he doesn't want to do it anymore. What about the people?
He just doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, but what about the people that you've worked with that more or less he can say,
will they try and go on without him and replace him? Can the show continue without him?
I think you have to do an individual spin-off film, because he really is the heart and soul of the show. But I got to be honest, although I've watched the show, I don't watch it religiously. It's not one of my favorite sitcoms.
I haven't seen
every episode.
I don't either. All right, Chuckle, what's out new this weekend?
Melissa McCarthy's new comedy, Happy Time Murders, which she teams with hand puppets. The movie's rated R.
It's the shooting up the Muppets. Good. That's what this is. I would be out. They're shooting up the Muppets, for God's sakes. Is there no...
Jim Henson. It's produced by Jim Henson's production company.
Oh, yeah, it's with Disney.
I believe his brother is the director.
Yeah, but they're shooting up all the Muppets.
So really, it's what he thinks about his brother.
You don't like that idea?
No, that's exactly what
I'll kill your puppets.
What's the matter with
you? Mom always liked you better. I'll kill your puppets.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.